As September comes to a close and October's sunsets take over, there are numerous opportunities to try something new and refreshing while the leaves change. So take advantage of the harvest to explore different flavors and experiences throughout the season. Farms are hard at work gathering barley and hops for the coming year, so the first stop should be some great fresh hopped beers. Driftwood Brewing's Sartori Harvest is back again, one of the classic BC IPAs, taking advantage of the plentiful and recently picked hops for a smoother, slightly more unique hoppy flavor, as the hop cones go straight into the brewing process. Category 12 Brewing's offering is another great opportunity to enjoy the burst of flavor that isn't here for long, both on the shelves and in the beer. The hops in these beers tend to fade away relatively quickly, so make sure to enjoy them while they're still fresh. Not a fan of hops? That's fair, but it doesn't mean you need to feel left out. With Oktoberfest in full swing, breweries are putting out flavorful malty Marzens and amber ales to satisfy the masses, German for liters of beer. Whistle Buoy has been pouring a proper Marzen along with their collaboration with New Westminster's Steel and Oak, a salted pretzel dark lager that sounds absolutely divine. Part of the fun of this time of year, as the beers change, is the variety. There are still plenty of crisp, clean, summer beers and fruity sours that were patio staples, so if you don't want to admit that fall started on September 22nd this year, those should be keeping you in the summer mindset for a little bit longer, before the stouts and porters really start to take over the shelves. Whatever you're trying, have fun with it, appreciate the work that goes into every drop from the farmers to the maltsters to the brewers and finally to those serving you the reward of all that effort. If you want to try something enjoyable, swing by Spinnaker's Brewpub on October 14th, where a beer dinner is happening with a very special reason. To celebrate the late craft beer icon John Mitchell, a beer has been brewed with yeast from Fuller's in the UK, on the original brewhouse from the Horseshoe Bay Pub, the first brewpub in North America, which was, until recently, being used at Cranegg Ales in Sorrento. Fuller's yeast was the original yeast used at the brewpub, so it's an opportunity to turn back the clock and celebrate some history the best way we know how, over a beer. More information is available at Spinnaker's Brewpub.